Friday the 3rd of April, Tess Nissen, Rabbi Yoel Rabinowitz, Parsha Sav, and the connection to Pesach.
It's an honour to speak. I'm sure that the Inyanim this week have been very much Inyan Mediyoma. That's the title official title, which was on the sheet for today as well, Inyan Mediyoma. But I was told that it should actually revolve around the Parshas HaShavua, being Erev Shabbos. So what we're going to do is combine Parshas HaShavua and Inyan Diyoma, and be Mekayim Shneim, Efshe Mekayim Shneim. Pasuk says in Tzav, Lo Se'of Echomet, it's talking about the Mincha, Korban Mincha, and it says, Lo Se'of Echomet, it shouldn't be baked as chametz. Korban should not be baked as chametz. Question is, why the pasuk here in Tzav has to tell us the korban should not be baked as chametz, when we already know that the korban mincha must not be chametz? How do we know? Because we learnt it in Parshas Vayikra. Learnt in Parshas Vayikra. It says, "Kama mincha shetakrivu la Hashem lo se'ose chomitz ki chosoi v'chol dvash leisaktirim mimene shel Hashem." There's an issa to make a mincha from chomitz. Ki chosoi v'chol dvash leisaktirim mimene shel Hashem. That's a question. It's a reasonably obvious question if you learn the two parshas one after the other. It's a question Rashi deals with already, because Rashi says, "Lo se'of echomitz chelkom, af hashiraim asurim b'chomitz, af hashiraim asurim b'chomitz." Now, what Rashi's saying is like this: beforehand in Vayikra, we said, you can't, that was in Perik Base, Pasuk Yud Base, we said that Kolamikha Shetakrivu LaHashem Lo Se'ose Chometz, the chometz which you take out from the mincha and that goes on to the Mizbeach, that mustn't be made of chometz. But most of the Korban Mincha, the vast majority of the Korban Mincha, is eaten by the Kohen, so what happens with that? That's what's covered here in Tzav. It tells us that that too should not be chomitz. Lo se'ofer chomitz. It should not be baked of chomitz. But then, of course, we have to understand the Torah splits it up and it differentiates between the two. That which goes on the Mizbeach, kichol se'oy v'chol devash le'saktirim menu yishel Hashem. And regarding the shiraim of mincha, it says lo se'ofer chometz, but doesn't mention anything about tvash. The reason it doesn't mention anything about tvash is because it doesn't exclude tvash. It doesn't say that you can't use tvash in the shiraim. You are allowed to mix tvash into the shiraim. So what's the difference? Now the chometz couldn't have any soy. Couldn't have any dvash. The shirayim, the sa'ari, the chometz is also, the dvash is mutter. So Reb Zalman Soroskin has an idea on this. To understand the idea, first need the Rebbeinu Bachai, which he quotes. Maybe we'll go into slightly more detail in some ways than he does, as because it's very much, as I said, in Yoni Diyoma. You see, the chometz, actually, the chinuch struggles with what the shall we say, the tamei hamitzvah are with this. He says it's difficult to understand. But Lamaisi gives a couple of reasons, and all the mefarshim and the rishonim on the Torah speak about it. And the Rabbeinu Bachai follows this line. He says, "Aderech ha-pshat," he says, it's like this. The chometz and the dvash, those represent the Yetzara. Says the Chometz, we know that a Chometz, a tzaddik, in the sense of tzaddik, who is noita to Laharshia, we say about him that he's machmitz, he goes off. Ki yischametz levavi is a term used in Tehillim for someone who his yetzer is yischametz. It's going off. It's going bad. It's going chametz. It's fermented. Fermented. Literally, the way they translate the word there is my heart has fermented. You also find, the Rabbeinu Bachai says, you find with Koyrish, that it describes Koyrish in different ways. It says he was a melech kosher, and then it says that he wasn't very good. It says, Kan koidem shehichmitz, kan la'acha shehichmitz. So Chazal also used the word chometz, or chibutz. They use that word to describe the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara of a person. The chibutz describes the Yetzer Hara of the person. In fact, the Rabbeinu Bachai takes it so far as to say that, therefore, we know when you say Tashbisu Soim Boteichem, we know that Tashbisu Soim Boteichem is in the literal term and it's in the metaphorical term as well. He learns the whole of Bayirah, Bayimotzi in that way. Bayirah, when we say Chomet should not be seen, that means a person's actions should not be wrong. That's what's seen, the actions. Balimate shouldn't be found, Chomet shouldn't be found. Within a person should not be wrong. His machshavas should not be wrong. So in the Bayiraya, in the metaphorical sense, refers to the maisim of a person should not be chomets. Balimotze, the machshavas of a person shouldn't be chomets. And Chazal says, sorry, levatle believe. He's got to be mevatelit believe in the heart. He's got to get rid of it totally. He's got to not only not act in a way which is wrong, and not think in a way which is wrong, he's got to be oiket from himself. He's got to work on the Yetzirah to remove it from himself totally. So this comparison between Chometz and the Yetzirah is a very, very strong comparison, he says. Now, what about Dvash? Dvash is also Masamel the Yetzirah. Dvash is a semel for the Yetzirah as well, because the Dvash, Dvash is sweetness. It's a Masikus. The Masikus is Moshech. The Masikus draws a person towards it. You know, if you put a child in front of a table which is laden full of sweets and chocolates, well, for that matter, you take an adult to a kiddush, mm-hmm, and put him in front of a table full of cakes and biscuits. They eat. They don't just eat what's good for them. They eat far more than is good for them. And if you ask the person, maybe the child doesn't know, although after the first time the child had too much and felt sick, the child realizes this isn't really good for them. But if you ask a person, is it good for you, they'll say, no, it isn't. So why do we eat so much? Why is it so hard to have self-control on such things? Because the masikus, the sweetness of it, is Moshech, draws a person towards it, even when you really know it's not good for you. And this is also the Yetzirah. It's the way the Yetzirah works. Many things in life seem very sweet, very attractive, and even though there's a substantial part of us, certainly sort of the internal part of us knows this is not good for me, often a person is drawn towards it, will draw towards it and can be nichshal in something simply because the Yetzirah has managed to make it look so sweet to us. So the Sa'ori and the Dvash both represent in some form the Yetzirah. There's a difference between the two Yitzrei Hara which they represent. The Sa'ori, the Chometz, said that's in the heart very often. Kischamitz levavi kan kodem sheich miskan acha sheich mitz. That type of yetzara is something very intrinsic to the person. It's the machshavos, to a large extent, of the person. The way the person, the hashkafas and the shifas of that person, very, very much so. That's the sa'ar. See, I think the way it is the sa'ar makes something which is nothing seem a lot. The difference between matz and chametz is air. Makes something which is nothing seem a lot. Therefore, it attracts us to certain deis, which are in actual fact nothing. That's the hevel velorik of avodah zarah in its various forms. It's empty. There's nothing to it. Peh lahem velo yidaber, naim lahem velo yiru, naim lahem velo yishmo. Avodah zarah has nothing to it. And avodah zarah comes in various forms. Now it's easy to think of avodah zarah, it's just this idol. Well, who's interested in idol? But we all know there's forms of avodah zarah where we're attracted, we want to do certain things or certain ideas appeal to us, and in reality those ideas have nothing to them. They're contrary to the ideas of the Torah, there's nothing to them, but somehow they're made to look as if they're important. I always think to myself, a long, long time ago, I was, unfortunately, I heard, to hear such people is always unfortunate, but I did learn something from it. One of these Reform rabbis with a small R, very small R, at speaking, and they speak in such a pompous way. It's a pompous way. And I was listening to him and thinking, he's got nothing to say, he knows nothing at all, but listen to the way he talks. And I can imagine that there's people who know nothing, and who hear such people, and they're called rabbi, and they think that, that must be what Judaism is. If he says that's right, that's right. And in reality, it's like the Avodah Zarah, where they've made up their own religion, and they're very pompous about it, but anyone who actually knows something about Yiddishkeit knows there's nothing to it at all. So that is the Yetzara of the soul. Dvash is a different type of Yetzara altogether. The Dvash takes Zaynar Mazeh and makes it look very attractive, makes it look very exciting, makes it look as if there's something to it, when again there's nothing really to it, but it's, at the time it looks good, afterwards actually it doesn't feel so good. Afterwards it doesn't feel so good. After you've absorbed too much devash, too much honey, too much sugar, it's bad for the body. And it's like all these things in the Olam Hazeh. But there is a difference between it. This is what Reb Zalman Soroskin says. He uses this idea. He says there is a difference. Machshav is zaris. Avodah zarah. There's no happy medium in terms of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is also. And such machshavos are also. The maisim are also. The machshavos are also. Issur gomur. They have no place. Therefore, and you can't even use the sa'ay in the shirai. But the devash, the mesikas of Olam Hazeh, if it is controlled and used in the correct manner, and used to help a person in terms of their avodas Hashem Yisbarach, rather than to hinder, but a person always retains control of the situation rather than being controlled by the situation, then it's not completely awesome. Then it can be mixed in with the shirayim. That's the idea he wants to say. It's a beautiful idea. This idea Rabbeinu Bapai has said to Zuvedi, the one who makes this comparison of the Sa'ari and the Devash to the Yetzirah, to the Sa'ari, one type of Yetzirah, the Devash another type. And Rabbi Zalman Sorotkin uses that to explain the difference between how it's brought down in Vayikra and how it's brought down in Tzav. Now, with us talking about it, the Rabbeinu Bachai goes a little bit further, and Mamash in Yonah Diyoma, he says, we say, Loisoicha alav chomets, shivasram toicha alav matzah. Loisoicha alav chomets, you can't eat upon it, chomets upon it is the carbon Pesach. In fact, it says that a person, Loisizbacha chomets dam zivchi, you can't own chomets at the time as a specialist, apart from the Isurei chomets of the Yom Tov of Pesach. There's Loisizbacha chomets dam zivchi at the time when the carbon Pesach is brought as a miuchadike isa of Loisizbacha chomets dam zivchi. Because the carbon Pesach represents a repudiation, renouncement of Avodah Zarah. The Pesach was the Avodah Zarah, the sheep was Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. They were Nichshon Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim, some of the, and the when they brought the Korban Pesach, they announced publicly that we have no truck with Avodah Zarah anymore. So the Korban Pesach represents the repudiation of Avodah Zarah. In fact, the Netziv points out that all the time that they were in the Midbar, they didn't have to bring a Korban Pesach. Except for the second year. He says, why? Because they weren't open to the influences that Shpos HaSviva of Mitzrayim or the Ashpos of Canaan, they were there in the Midbar on their own. The Dodeh, surrounded by the Anmanei HaKovit. So therefore, the protection from Avodah Zarah, which the Korban Pesach offers, the counter to Avodah Zarah, wasn't necessary. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, you don't need to bring a Korban Pesach in the Midbar. But in the second year, they were over on the Chet HaEgel, they'd been over on the Chet HaEgel, so in the second year, they had to bring the Korban Pesach to counteract the effects of the Avodah Zarah of the Chet HaEgel. I wanted to move on a little bit, maybe keeping to this theme, and look at something else. You see, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, although you're not allowed to bring, you're not allowed the Pasuk does carry on and say as follows, the Shtealachem and the Bikurim can be brought. Shtealachem is chometz, the Pasuk in Emor tells us mefurish. And the Bikurim involves the fruits which contain Devash in them, those can be brought. So but even those can't actually be brought on the Mizbeach. The Shtelechim don't go onto the Mizbeach. The Bikurim don't go onto the Mizbeach. But they can be brought in that form, although not all the way. So what's different about the Bikurim and the Shtelechim that allows them to have Sa'ari and to have Tavash? Now this is an area I looked at, and it's a difficult area. There are Mepharshim who speak about it, and Ban speaks about it a bit. I think that the idea is like this. He says, the Sa'ar and the Tavash represent extremes. The Chinuch also talks about it, but the Sa'ar and the Dvash represent extremes, and those extremes have an impact on the world, on the natural world, which doesn't have a place normally in Karbonos, because the Sa'ar takes something and it changes it. It takes something and it usually actually if it's allowed to continue, if it's allowed to take its own course, ruins things. For instance, bread. You let the process start. Unless you catch the process at the right stage, you know, if you leave the dough for too long, the yeast will carry on working, and you end up with a sourdough. You end up with the dough being ruined by it. Wine as well. Wine is very, very good, very nice. You've gone just so far. But if you let yeast hit it again, then what will happen? It changes it from wine to vinegar. That's chometz. That's chometz. That's the next stage of it. So it has the power to actually change things from what they should be and actually to ruin things as well. It can be very, very damaging. Can be very damaging. Davash, honey, masks the taste of things. It changes the taste of things. You can take something which is very bitter, and it is very bitter, and it can actually be something very harmful as well, and you can load it with sweetness, with honey, and you can disguise it. You can change it. You can hide what it really is. Salt, by the way, doesn't do that. Salt preserves things as they are. Salt enhances the flavor of things, but it doesn't actually change, damage, mask things in the same way that the honey or the soy does. So he takes this idea. He says actually that therefore the shtei alechem, which is brought on Shavuos, I think the idea that he's saying is the Shtei Lechem, which is brought on Shavuos, the Torah is given on Shavuos. So the day of Shavuos represents the day of Kabbalah, the Torah. The Torah, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah, Tavlin Law, the Torah can come and the Torah can modify that in such a way as to make it manageable, to make it possible to handle. And therefore, you can bring the Shtei, we bring the Shtei Lechem from Chometz, although it doesn't go on the Mizbeach as Chometz. You can't take the Chometz and put it on the Mizbeach. But you've got the Chometz there, and the Torah comes, and it modifies that, or it controls that. It controls that. I wanted maybe to go a bit further than that and say something which I'm not sure you can 100% say, but on the lines of what we've been saying, that the Sa'ari and the Davash represent two sides of the Yetzara, and on what they say, that the Sa'ari represents Midas Hadin, Midas Hadin, and he also says there that Ramban, that Midas HaDin, the world can't work on Midas HaDin. Din is too strong for this world. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his Shem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, and was Metzarefit to Elohim, and it became Hashem Elohim, and it was Hashem Elohim, that's how he created Shemayim Varetz. Was Hashem Elohim. Wasn't Hashem alone, though. Was Hashem Elohim. Why? Because Hashem represents Mitzrayim, which with that goes... You see, I'm nervous because I know you get into trouble in Yale Kabbalah here, but with that goes the concept maybe of Chesed, and the Nesikas of the Davash maybe represents that idea of Chesed, whereas the Chometz, the Chimutz, of the Sa'ari represents the idea of Din. Each one is too strong on its own. Din and Chesed, each one is too strong on its own. Now there's an incredible idea which I'm going to touch on from Michtam Melio, that he says that Bilam said, Mo'ekoiv lo'kabel keel mo'ezoim lo'ezoam Hashem. Bilam said, I can't curse Klan Yisrael because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not been Zoyim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Zoyim B'chol Yoyim for a Rega, and he was able to be Mechaven for that Shah, for that split second, and he would curse Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't been Zoyim during these days. So so therefore I can't curse Klal Yisrael. But then he advised Balak to be machshil Klal Yisrael in Zima. Why to machshil Klal Yisrael in Zima? He said, because the Ribbon Shalom hates Zima. If you can be machshil then in Zima, then you'll be alright. How did he expect to be able to do that to the Doideya, to the Doideya Midbar, the those who lived with these Nisim the whole time? And how was he so successful? The answer is, says Mikhtar Melio, Chesed, Zima comes from a surface of Chesed. And Ki Chesedu. And when Kel Zoyim Bechol Yoyim, that moment of Zam is the din which tempers the Chesed. Without that din, it's just pure Chesed, that's very dangerous. A person can fail to cope with that, and that's what happens with them. So you've got the din, and you've got the chesed, and each one of these, on their own, is too strong, and a person can't really cope with it. You know, I actually was speaking to someone yesterday about this idea. Shem Simon, he said to me, I've forgotten who he said it from, but he told me that it says in Pinchas, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Pinchas ben Loza ben Aaron Kohen heishivis chamosim al bnei Yisrael bekanoyes kinosi besoichem leichlisis bnei Yisrael bekinosi. And Rashi says bekanoyes kinosi ben nikmoyes nikmosi bekotzvayes haketzef shohayali liktzif. When Pinchas was kotzaf as a ketzef shayali liktzif, the anger which I should have showed, Pinchas showed it on my behalf, because it says ma'azayim loizoram Hashem, and Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't show that anger because he didn't want to give Bilam the Pesach, the opening by which he would be able to curse Klal Yisrael, but because of that there was a surfeit of chesed which wasn't tempered by din. Pinchas came along and with his Maisa Kalos he redressed the balance between din and chesed. That's the Kanoyes Kinosi, but Kotzvayas Haketzev Shoyali Liktzif.